there, and welcome to today's episode of
In Case You Missed It.
We are your hosts, Jason and Tony.
In case you missed that.
Tony had some pickup lines you could use at the pool this summer. Well, it's so daggum hot, and everybody's looking for a way to cool down.
It's 100 in the shade here the last couple of days.
Swimming pool's always a great place to go take you a dip and cool off a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And also a great place to meet new people.
That's true, Tony.
So for you all, I've given the singles some phrases that are great icebreakers to use by the pool.
All right, let's hear them.
What you do is you look over there by the pool and say, "Hey there, beautiful. Do you know that the grease from these tater tots makes good suntan oil?" Yeah. You just sit back and gather numbers after that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, boy.
Right, here's another in case you didn't like that one.
Okay.
Try this. "Hey, ladies. Hey, y'all. That blue circle chemical's a lie. I've done peed in there twice." You going to show them you're an overachiever.
Right, yeah. Let them know what's up.
While you got your pens out and you're writing these down, here's another. Looky here, sweetie. I'm going to make some bubbles come out of the back of my swimming trunks. Guess how I do that? Huh?
Gas propulsion.
That'll get them. All right, here's the last one. If you didn't like those, this is a surefire single pickup line by the pool.
Okay.
"Hey, you moms over there in the kiddie pool, y'all know that's mostly pee in there, right? You guys want me to rinse anybody off?"
Those are sure to work, Tony.
Boom, there you go.
If you're looking for a place to go on vacation, why not just stay around here?
Good idea.
You don't have to travel far for vacation this year. Take the short trip to Boma, home of the Boma Dome, otherwise known as the Community Center. Take in gospel singings and catfish fries.
It's close to the interstate.
No, that's Baxter.
Lots of eating places like Whistle Stop Pizza.
Oh, no, that's in Baxter, too.
Take in the history of the historic depot.
Oh, well, that's in Baxter as well. We're talking about Boma, home of the Boma Community Center. And it's close to Baxter. Boma, the West Palm Beach of the Upper Cumberland. And if you didn't like that vacation suggestion, here's another one. Planning your next vacation? Well, you don't have to look too far. Visit historic East Cookeville. Stay at the old Winona Motel. You could even stay in the same room Winona Judd was conceived. No, not that Winona Judd. A different one from Boma. The Cookeville Canyon is just minutes away. Follow the signs to Rock Quarry. Those wire cutters you have will come in handy. Break into the old mini golf course and play 18. For more info, check out East Cookeville on MySpace. We found some really bad jokes for you, and we put them all together in today's Pickin' and Grinning. Pickin'
and I'm grinning.
Tony?
Yeah?
I told my wife she drew her eyebrows too high.
Oh, no.
She seemed surprised.
You know what, Jason?
What, Tony?
As a child, I was abused by mimes.
Oh, no.
Yep. They did unspeakable things to me.
Tony, I just had surgery and they removed everything on the left side of me.
How's it going?
I'm all right now.
You ain't gonna believe this, Jason.
What's that?
I have a speed bump of phobia.
You do?
Yeah, but I'm slowly getting over it.
Tony had a brand new word of the day.
I'm practically a newspaper with all these words.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Canoober.
K
Canoober is a way that people with canoes can give people rides to work in places. Canoober.
Last Tony's word of the day.
Here is the best country lyric never, ever.
But maybe.
Written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
When I get that outlaw country virus, I turn up Merle Haggard and Billy Ray Cyrus.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. Okay, today we found two.
Yay!
They're pretty short. There's a guy in Indiana, a construction worker named Jason Haney. He hit a really big Where's Waldo cutout all over his work site for the children in a nearby hospital to find.
Aww.
Once he received word they had found him, he'd move Waldo to a new location so they could start looking for him again. So a bunch of kids in a children's hospital,
man.
All they can do is look out their window.
Way to go, Mr. Haney.
And so Jason Haney made it a little bit better for him to do that. So that's cool. Something else, one more, real good. This is neat. There's a clothing company called Life is Good.
I've seen that. It's logos everywhere.
Got started by two guys in Boston in 1994, so it's their 25th anniversary, and they're doing something really cool. They're donating $1 to charity every time someone posts the hashtag something good on social media.
Wow.
Along with the hashtag, they want you to post something positive, like a recent piece of good news from your life or just something that might encourage other people. All the money's going to go to the Life is Good Kids Foundation, which is really great. They help victims of early childhood trauma. They're going to donate up to $1 million if 1 million people post, and this runs through November.
Dang.
So you've got some time. And this is a great way for you to help out and be part of the real good, too. Just share hashtag something good on social media or through their website, lifeisgood.com.
And think about that. I mean, to have that name, you know, Life is Good, and their success, 1994,
right.
And have that kind of money.
Right, to be able to do
turn
this.
Turn around and do that. Life is good.
It's because they've been good this whole time.
Wow.
And that's really neat. To Jason Haney, the construction worker that moves Waldo around for the kids at the Children's Hospital, and to the guys at Life is Good, y'all are
real good.
All right, well, that wraps up today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening to it. This has been
In Case You Missed It.